Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And we just love the Lord today, and we appreciate all that he is doing for us. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to this broadcast, to this time of prayer and intercession. God is so good, and he's so faithful, and we just we're in anticipation of all that God is going to do for his people. Praise the Lord. Now, we would like to invite you to call in if you have a specific prayer request that you'd like us to agree with you on. You're welcome to call in at 718-664-9578. This is our call-in number, and we just thank God for the opportunity. Praise God. So if you'd like to call in and give us a prayer request, beloved, you can do that. Praise God. We're getting ready to go to prayer. Praise God. We want you to be encouraged, beloved. And before I go into prayer, I just want to say, praise God, our last broadcast, for some reason, our sound did not come through. Praise God. So we do apologize for that. The last couple broadcasts, our sound did not come through. So we're praying that this will be better for us this morning, praise God. We will check it out just to make sure, praise God. But we're going on into prayer, praise God. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the opportunity to pray, call on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to invite someone to listen in, you may do that as well. Praise God. Just invite someone to come on over and let's spend a few moments in prayer. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us to command our morning. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you just as we are. Father God, just to lay every care down, every worry, every anxiety down. Father God, knowing that you care, knowing, Father, that we can cast our cares upon you because you do care for us, and you're standing ready to hear us when we pray. So, Father God, with gratitude and praise today, we put on the armor that you've provided for us. And, Lord God, we do so. We trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Father God, we confidently stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. Help us, God, to recognize the enemy's deceiving ways. And, Lord, that we will believe you, live, and speak only your truth. Lord, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us, the righteousness which is ours through faith in Jesus' death on the cross. God, we call upon the righteousness of the Lord to be our protection, and we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God, and we thank you for that today. God, we thank you for the sandals of peace. Not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions in every part of our life, but God, we remember that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So God, we eagerly lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming arrows of the evil one, knowing that you took the arrows of Satan that we deserve, Father. However, Lord, should your will allow any of these arrows to touch us, we will look upon them as refining fires, God, that is permitted for our growth. and for your glory. Lord God, we recognize that our mind is a target of the enemy's deceiving ways. And so, God, we ask that you cover our mind with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, may it cover our mind that we think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion, and discern your will in leading in all things. May the salvation of the Lord meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our mind. With joy, God, we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the infallible word of God. We choose to believe it, to live it, to walk in its power. And God, we ask that you hide it in our heart. Grant us proficient recall and skill in using it to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win great glory, great victories for you, O God. Lord God, we thank you for prayer. God, we desire to pray at all times with intensity that the Holy Ghost would give us. And we will trust the Holy Ghost to intercede for us. Oh, God, and we thank you for everything that you're going to accomplish, God, and all the great things that you're going to do, God, through prayer. We thank you for that. We thank you, God, that you give us a mind to pray, a heart to pray. Father God, there are many that are sick today, many that are sick in body, Father God. Infirmed, God, infirmed spirits that have attacked the bodies of the people. And God, we thank you that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you carried our sicknesses and infirmities on the cross. And God, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke, and we cast out any spirits of cancer that would attempt to form in the lungs, the bones, the breast, the throat, the back, the spine, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the colon, the skin, the stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, arthritis, lupus, MS, Alzheimer's, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, and we bind all spirits of fear that would cause heart attacks, according to Luke 21 and 26. God, we loose ourselves from all diabetes that's rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we're loose from all forms of cancer rooted in bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, slander of the tongue, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray and I bind the spirit of gossip, the criticism spirits in the name of Jesus, and backbiting spirits in the name of Jesus, and every word that would go through the atmosphere that would be a curse against your people in the name of Jesus. Father God, every word, God, that's coming at your people right now, Father God, I'm asking that you turn it around, send it back to its place of origin in the name of Jesus. Father God, any backlash spirits right now, we come against them in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. Father, because your word declares that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rise up, God, you'll condemn it in the judgment. This is our heritage, God. This is our inheritance according to your word. And Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you right now, God, that you cover us, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. We're protected by the blood of Jesus. Our homes are protected by the blood of Jesus. Everything that we have, God, is protected by the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you that your love will permeate in us and through us, God. Your love, Father God, that we will walk in your love. We will talk your love, Father God. We will live in the love of Jesus. We will abide in the love of Jesus. We thank you now, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you're loosing those from lupus that's rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt. And we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred, low self-esteem, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I speak to those that are battling high cholesterol, rooted in anger, hostility. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that are bound with sinus problems, rooted in fear and anxiety, we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that are bound with high blood pressure, we loose them now. that's rooted in fear and anxiety, we command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, those that are bound with asthma. Father God, loose them now. That's rooted in fear concerning relations and relationships in the name of Jesus. Father God, we loose them now. We loose them now. We bind the spirit of fear because you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So God, we thank you for loosening those that have weakened immune systems rooted in the spirit of a broken spirit, a broken heart. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you're loosing those that have had strokes rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, anger, rage, self-hatred. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're loosing those from bone disease rooted in envy and jealousy. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking for forgiveness for allowing any fear, any guilt, any self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, rebellion. God, these doors have been opened to any sickness or infirmity. We renounce these things in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cast out any spirit that came through pride, trauma, accidents, rejection, or witchcraft in the name of the Lord. God, give us sound heart, which is life to our flesh, and remove from our heart any evil or sinful attitudes. Heal and deliver from all pains in the name of Jesus. Father God, pain that may be physical pain, that may be mental pain, that may be spiritual pain, that may be emotional pain, that may be pain that's caused or been caused as a result of words that have come and attacked and hit, God, in the name of Jesus. All pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing and restoration, God. We rebuke any sickness that will come to eat up our flesh that includes cancer in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that no disease can cleave to our bodies. Father God, according to Psalms 41 and 8, God, we break all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break all curses, God, of premature death and destruction in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you that we walk in prosperity. We walk in health, God, according to 3 John and 2, even as our soul prospers. So we receive your word, God, because it's health to our flesh in the name of the Lord. We're thanking you, Father God, for all that you're doing, Father God. Oh, God, we give you praise, God. And Lord God, we're at the brink of the Red Sea right now. But God, we thank you for the miracles that come as we face impossible situations. Lord God, we thank you for your saving grace. We thank you, God, for your strong right hand and your outstretched arm. And no one has an arm like yours, oh God. Even as you brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea, God, we know that you're doing the same for us, God. Lord, we depend upon you to see us through, God. There is absolutely nothing impossible with you, Jesus, and we thank you for that today. Lord God, we take courage and comfort knowing that you are our strength when we're weak. We call you faithful, God, in the midst of what seems so horrible and unexplainable. God, our heart will trust in you. God, we take you at your word, for your word will not return void. God, we expect your word to bring back all that was lost or stolen from us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pronounce Proverbs 6 and 31 over our life. All that was taken will be returned seven times. And we decree again that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, God, you will show to be wrong, God. Lord, we thank you for being a shield around us, oh God. You are our exceeding great reward, Father God, and you are our shelter, Father God. You are our refuge, and you are our fortress, oh God. Therefore, God, absolutely nothing can separate us from your love, Father God. Lord God, we are fully persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from your love, God. Oh, God, we declare that you will perfect that which concerns us, God. So we cast all of our cares upon you because, God, we know that you care for us. Lord, as we submit to you, we rejoice, and we know that all things work for the good to those who love God and who are the called according to your purpose. God, we are called according to your purpose. So, God, we know that this too shall pass. It will bring a great testimony and glory for you, O God. Lord, we thank you for trusting us with this tribulation. We thank you, Father God. Oh God, we know that you will not put more on us than we could bear. So God, this challenge in our lives, God is working patience in us. Lord, the patience that we're receiving is giving us experience, and experience is giving us hope. God, because the hope, oh God, that we're receiving out of the experience, oh God, we will not be disappointed, God. Oh my God, we thank you for your word today. God, no spirits of fear, anxiety, hopelessness, depression, or worry will plague our souls. God, the spirit of defeat is displaced by victory. We do not have a spirit of fear today. God, we boldly will say that we have the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. God, we take authority over every opposing spirit that comes, oh God, to contend with your divine purpose for our life. Father, we declare that we will fulfill the destiny that you have ordained for us. We will not be distracted. Oh God, we bind the spirit of distraction that comes to confuse and discourage us in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we will not be moved by what we see. We walk by faith and not by sight. Oh God, we release the voice of faith over our situation. And we say Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Every need is already met. Oh God, concerning every matter and situation that we would have in the name of Jesus, because we declare your word, we put your word in the atmosphere, God, and we thank you, God. Your word is quick and it is powerful, and God, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes down, God, and it pierces, God, goes down in the marrow of the bone, and it divides, God, between spirit, soul. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. There is no want in our lives, God, and we thank you for that. Doors are opening on our behalf, God, and we thank you for that. We rejoice to know that you never left us and you've never forsaken us. You promised to be with us in trouble and to deliver us, oh God, because we have known your name. So, God, we thank you for delivering us from any strong enemy, Father God, from all strong enemy and attacks, God, that would come, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you that you're moving, God, by your strong and mighty hand. Jesus, your name is a strong tower, and we run to it, God, and we're safe on today. God, all adversities, attacks, catastrophes, calamities, emergencies and storms and disasters and dangers and slander, defamation, accusations, sudden arrows, traumas, and any other thing that would come to hurt our families or us, oh God, we're covered with the blood of Jesus. We bind the arrows that come by day and the terrors that come by night. We put on the whole armor of God one more time, God. We got to keep this armor on, Father God, so that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors, God. Lord, we thank you for the prevailing anointing that causes us to triumph in the face of adversity. We grab hold of the horns of the altar, and God, we refuse to let go. We commit to bless you in the midst of trouble. Oh God, your divine will for our time, this time in our lives, will be accomplished. Father God, and everything that the devil has meant for our demise will cause, oh God, our promotion and prosperity. The greater one is on the inside of us, God, and we command the resurrection power of Jesus to come forth on our behalf in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you right now, oh my God, for your word, God. We thank you for insight according to your word. We thank you for strength, Lord, today, added strength, Father God. Those that are listening right now, God, that need a miracle, Father God, we want you to work miracles, God, because we know you are a miracle worker. And those, Father, with the ears have been blocked and stopped and stuffed up where they can't hear you, Father, I want you to take out those stoppages right now.
Unstop the ears in the name of Jesus. Father God, remove the scales off the eyes so the people can see, God, see clearly, Father God, and know, God, where they are, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for gathering people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. We thank you, God, for protecting our ministry. We thank you right now that we're protected because of the blood of Jesus from every dart, from every wicked word, Father God, from every vicious curse that would try to come, oh God, to pull down, to hinder, to block, to stop, oh God, the work of the Lord. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise, God, for what you're doing on today. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching the minds and the hearts of the people right now. We thank you, Father God, that you're pouring out blessing, Father God, upon your people, Father God. Bless those, Father God, that have been faithful to pray, that are calling upon you, that are interceding. Touch every intercessor, every prayer warrior, Father God. Encourage your people, God. We thank you right now that, God, it is through you that we possess the gate of the enemy, God. Oh, my God, the gates, God, that you open up to us to walk through. We thank you, Father God. So, God, we will establish the gates of praise, God, even in our lives, God. We release the battering rams against the gates of hell that will seek to abort the mission of God that he's called us to do in the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Lord, you let the gates of Pueblo and every other area, Father God, even the area that we're going to, Father God, in the D.C. area and every other place, Father God, that our foot trod be open to the King of Glory. Open up the gates of righteousness, O God, that we may enter in according to your word, Father God. Strengthen the bars of our gates, Father. Break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open up before the gates, O God, that we may go in and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches, O God, of secret places, Father God. We rebuke every enemy in the name of Jesus. Let all the gates of our lives and cities be repaired through the Holy Ghost. Let the valley gate be repaired. Let the gate of the fountain, God, which represents the flow of the Holy Spirit, be repaired in the name of the Lord. Let the sheep gate, God, represents the apostolic, oh God, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the fish gate, God, representing evangelism, God. God, this nation, this world, this region, this state needs to be evangelized. Let it be repaired in the name of the Lord. The old gate representing the moves of the past be repaired in Jesus' name. Let the dung gate representing deliverance be repaired in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and let the water gate representing preaching and teaching be repaired in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for fivefold ministry, apostolic ministry. Thank you for the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Thank you for the intercessor, prayer warrior, psalmist, prophetic psalmist, praise dancers. Oh my God, under the anointing of God. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Obashe, and everyone that would listen to this prayer, God, even with a wrong motive, God, cut it off in the name of Jesus. Cut off the watchers and the scanner spirits in the name of Jesus. Cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Pull them down now in the name of Jesus. Every peeping spirit, muttering spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Lord God, they will not be able to track us in the Holy Ghost. Bind up every territorial spirit, every witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus, every wicked spirit in the evil darkness that moves in darkness. Oh, God, bind it up in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you right now for your word, God. We thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost that gives us, oh God, open avenues, open airways in the Holy Ghost to move, to pray, to do warfare. We thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. Thank you right now. Touch your men servants, your handmaids right now, those that are on my heart right now, Father God. You know the leaders right now, Father. You touch them right now. You go to them right now in the name of the Lord and minister, God, as only you can. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise and we give you honor. Father God, we love you because there is none like you. There is none like you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you for saving those that, oh God, that are lost. Thank you for bringing in the backslider. Thank you, God, for delivering that one off of crack, off of cocaine, oh God, off of meth, off of weed, all the drugs, even prescription drugs. There's people right now, Father God, bound by prescription prescription drugs. And Father God, we want you to bring deliverance, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for moving, God, in every fellowship, every church, Father God. Oh, God, that you have ordained, Father, want you to move, God, want you to have your way in the name of Jesus. Pull down, oh, God, the strongholds of religion. Pull them down. Pull down those gates. Pull down those old brassy spirits, God, traditional spirits right now. Pull them down, God. Pull down legalism, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, by Shine Double High, every secret society. Pull down in the name of Jesus. Pull down every, oh, my God, immoral spirit. Pull down, God. Oh, God, immorality is walking through the nation, taking over people by leaps and bounds, taking over children by leaps and bounds. But, God, we're asking you to pull down in the name of Jesus every weight, God. Those that are weighted down, God, they want to pray. They want to get in your spirit. They want to get connected, God. Pull down the hindrances in the name of Jesus. Pull down, God, the spirit of bondage. Pull down the spirit of fear. Pull down pride now in the name of the haughty spirit. In the name of Jesus, pull down the jealous spirit right now. In the name of the Lord, the witchcraft spirit, the divinating spirit. Oh, God, the familiar spirit, the infirm spirit, the deaf spirit, the spirit of Antichrist. Pull them down in the name of Jesus. Take authority. Break the yoke of the enemy. Break down Python. Break down Leviathan. Break down Behemoth. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for this. Destroying the fetters and the chains and the weights, God, even around, I see them around certain people's necks and, oh, God, even around certain ones, legs and ankles got them chained and bound because of the cares of the world and even sin. Oh, my God, but we're asking you to destroy every yoke, Father God, as we submit to your will, Father God. You reveal, Father God. Oh, God, thank you for the Holy Ghost radar right now, God, because you target, oh, God. Oh, God, what you want us to pray for, and we thank you for that, God. We will continue to give you praise. We thank you, God, for touching our loved ones, God, sending forth your word now. Your word is light. Your word is hope. Your word is strength. Your word is victory. Your word is deliverance, oh, God. Your word is a refuge. Your word is protection. Oh, my God, your word is a covering. Your word is a strong tower. We thank you for your word. We will decree and we will declare your word, Father God, and we thank you for holiness. We thank you, God, that you've given us a mind and given us a heart to walk right, to talk right, to live in holiness and righteousness, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So we thank you right now that we walk by faith and we do not walk by sight. We choose to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. We choose to mind the spirit of God and not the flesh. We choose to mortify and put to death the deeds, the appetites, the dictates of the flesh, oh God. So we thank you for your word today. We thank you right now, Jesus. You help us and give your people strength to endure the race. Oh God, we will never cease to give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh God, you continue the work that you have begun in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You continue to be Lord, Father God. Thank you for your presence now. Thank you, God, for the mighty Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you lead us and you guide us and you direct us by your spirit and by your power. We thank you for your word, God. We will continue to decree it and declare it because we know, God, that when we put your word in the atmosphere, it will go out. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that is sent forth to do. Now, Father, close every evil door where the enemy would try to come in any way. Help us to run. Help us to recognize the doors that need to be closed, that no stronghold, no power base of the enemy will be built up in our lives, Father God. And we'll be careful to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory for all that you're doing, all that you'll continue to do. You be Lord today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Be blessed, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. He has your best interest at heart because he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. A place where you